The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. And opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold's dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren. Scotty, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. We can hear you.
Okay, great. Welcome to Tando Radio Show. I got a different earpiece, so it didn't register for me. So, hey, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show. Today is, man, July is gone. It is August, the eighth month of the year, flying by. Crazy, crazy, crazy. And believe me, I was just hearing Scotty's show towards the end of it, and I don't know what's crazier, how fast the overall moments in eternity are moving, or just us in general. And it's really discouraging to hear about our different participation in things. And there is no excuse for it all, because there is no one that is completely naive of what's really going on and what has gone on for so long. So it really comes down to, we have to, as individuals, ensure that we do the most that we possibly can, because every person has a right to their own free will. And when you hear and you see people do some of the things that we see and we hear, it is something that we have to ensure that we are going to do the utmost to ensure that individuals that are making decisions that are not in their best interest, or in the interest of the so-called people that they love, to ensure that we present a position and present the truth so there is no excuse. And then we let the chips fall where they may, and those that choose to do the things that they're going to do, let them do it. And understand that when it comes to being threatened by the system, that there are many people, as Scotty said, there's no way in the world that you can uphold or have the disparity of treatment the way it is unless somebody has been selling out and been teaching to compromise their morality for someone else's agenda. And it's it's really bad when a person is doing it willfully, because they know the full ramifications. They know the full scope and the depths of it all, and they choose to do it then. That, my friend, that, ladies and gentlemen, is an enemy of yours and is an enemy against all humanity, because this is what we're dealing with. So was just shocked. Just my mouth dropped on that, and I just caught the very, very, very last tail end of it. And I heard Scotty go in after that, and wow. So these are, this is why Tando Radio Show and all of the other programs brought by Black Talk Radio Network is so important. So let's jump into today's show. It's a Monday, August the 1st, 2016, and we could do that by supporting Black Talk Radio Network. I was also talking to Scotty, and I was personally, I was disappointed at, and I understand, but I'm, Scotty didn't say, and this is just me. I was disappointed in the monthly subscribers that we have, and I think it's really, really important for us to make real energy moves, because we've been taught to just hear, to be made aware, but do nothing about. We've been taught to watch the train wreck as entertainment. And I think too much in our community, we want to be entertained over anything else. Because what does it mean to be educated when you still do the same things that you did when you weren't educated? Well, why then be educated? Just because you want to know? I mean, that could be very well could be it, but I think it's very critical that we support Black Talk Radio Network. And you could do that by giving some of your financial energy. And let me tell you why, ladies and gentlemen, because some of the things that you've learned here, some of the things that you've been exposed to, and I know that, times are extremely difficult financially, but that does not mean that you don't contribute and you don't make sacrifices for the very institutions that are bringing you something that's beneficial. Many of you have gained from the information that you've learned on Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs here. I'm talking about gain economically. And I think there's a keen importance that you actually ensure that what you learned off someone else's sacrifice, someone learns off of your sacrifice, because that's really where we are, and that's really what it is. You all have, and many of us have learned from Black Talk Radio Network based off of the sacrifices of someone else, and that's really what it is. You have to, and I think it's critical for us, in order for us to learn something different, in order for us to have a different consciousness than that has created the problem, because if not, then we will be use the same thinking, the same ideology, the same methods, and we will become the same tyrants that have benefited from the system. And I don't think that that's something that you really should invest in, because I don't think it's an investment that is going to pay off in the long. Yes, it may pay off physically, temporarily, in this moment in eternity. But see, this is just a moment. This is just a moment. And the key to this whole thing is that so many of us have been taught to actually sacrifice eternity for a moment. And I think that is very, very unwise. And I think it's actually unproductive. I think it's foolish. I think it's dangerous. I think it's really important for us to, especially in today's world, with everything that's going on, give what you can give so that this network will continue to be on. Because I'm going to tell you, in the truth of the whole thing, Scotty will be fine. All of the people that are doing programs here on Black Talk Radio Network will be fine. My biggest concern is that you won't be. That's where, and it's difficult because in today's world, until we see something that adversely affects us, we don't move. And that is not the most productive in the way to invest going forward. I think the most important thing that we have to do is that we have to develop some real love. And love is something that real love will sacrifice for the individuals that they don't even know yet. Is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. That is a measure of love, one of the many measures of love. And I don't think that there is any measure of love when you take for you. That's just me, but I have many friends, I have many people that talk about me, I problem. And, you know, you care for them and everything else, but it's a trained and a very destructive path to be on. Because once you get on that path, it's hard for you to get off of it because the only thing that you're thinking about and care about is you. And that's a one-way direction to insanity, to anger, to pain, to a life without joy, a life without fulfillment, and probably the most dangerous thing, you're teaching your overall harmonic energy to resonate in a certain way. And I think that carries over, and I said I think because I don't know. I think that may carry over into the great transformation, into the next stage of eternity. And you don't want that. I don't think that's the fullness of your capabilities. The fullness of your capabilities is to create sustainable love, life, in all that you do. So, everyone, let's give to Black Talk Radio Network. And here's how you can do it. You can go to blacktalkradionetworks.com website and just hit go to the crowdfunding Digital Black Media campaign. And if you want to look it up, you could put it in your browser and go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com/crowdfunding-digital-black-media/. And it will come up there, and you can make your contributions now. You don't have to be a monthly $25 monthly contributor. And we all understand, Scotty was pleased with what it was, but I was disappointed in what it really was. Just because it's, you know, there's no way in the world that we shouldn't have over double digits of people. And what I mean by that's less than 10. And I think it's with all the people that listen to Black Talk Radio Network, and now you can see why I said what I said, because it's very important that you invest not in you, that you invest in someone that you don't know. Because I think that is how we start to really start to gain. We never start to gain when we hoard, when we look from things from a standpoint of just yourself. Because you're just one. You're just one, and that force multiplier is only going to be squandered and wasted on you. When many people start to think about the overall benefit of many, see, what's so amazing is that so many of us want other people to take care of us, but we don't want to do the exact same thing. We want the government to take care of us. We want them to wait to do, they're supposed to do this, but the most important thing that we need to do is we need to take care of those that are behind us, are, excuse me, in front of us, that we have yet not named. We have to invest forward where we don't expect to see a gain. We don't want to see a gain because we push it forward. We push the gain forward. And see, what happens is that we want people to actually, we would have loved for many people, especially in our community, to have invested way back when it had established a system that we wouldn't be in this predicament right now, wouldn't we? Yes. But see, that's kind of hypocritical because you want it for yourself, but you don't want it for someone else. And this is why I'm saying, and I'm not trying to belittle, But what I'm saying is that it's really important that we look at things from a different consciousness than what we had before. There are many things that you can give to. There are many things that you can actually invest in. There are many things that you can do whatever you want. That is so true. But I would tell you, there are many things that we've invested in that has failed, because a lot of the things that we invest in is just for ourselves. Have you ever thought that we have an overstimulation of investing and giving to ourselves, and we have no fundamental building of a legacy and prosperity? I'm going to just say this about the Chinese. Like them or not, and all of the way that their government and everything else, but I'm going to tell you something about the Chinese. Is that it's a much more ancient culture than the American and many other countries here. And one of the things, and I think everything is going to change here in America, because you're going to go backwards, because you haven't invested forward, not only monetarily, we haven't invested forward spiritually, physically, emotionally, from a standpoint of having real infrastructure of sustainability, of having assets and everything else. We haven't invested forward, where we make the sacrifices now so that we'll be there forward. If you ever look at major corporations and major families that have had wealth, and what they did was this. Like it or not, and some of the major ones, and some of the, more predominant ones, like it or not, there was an investment forward from someone in the family beyond their overall means, beyond themselves. And see, that's the thing that we really don't look at. And I'm going to tell you, if you ever want to know why this world is enslavement, is because the persons that decided that they can get over on people by enslaving people realized the key was to invest forward. And what they did is they set up an institution of enslavement and subjugation and invested forward for their family, for their corporations, for their demonic rituals and cults to be able to grow forward. That is the key to dominating and changing the world. Because at one time, the world did not operate on that, but there was a change, and that change was an investment forward. So do you, so do I, so do we need to invest forward so that this can change again. So now, everyone, if you would, please go to the website for Black Talk Radio Network and look at the crowdfunding campaign that's there. This is how you can do it. You can make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. All donations and contributions are extremely, extremely appreciated and important, because this is how the network stays. And I know that one day, if in Black Talk Radio Network was not here because of the attacks that is going to continue to be under and the overall monetary constraints, see, the system has already established that their agenda is going to be funded all the way through. Funding is not a problem with them. And this is how they fund it. They steal your labor to do it. You actually fund the overall program. How do you fund the program of enslavement? By your energy. By your energy. Because we have not grasped the real, real importance of being a creator. A true creator creates because of love. A demonic entity creates for whore, to whore, to control, to manipulate. And we so idolize, and we've been indoctrinated and domesticated to this. And this is where the real cusp of our problem is, because of our will. We don't will to invest forward. And if we do, we had great examples. The Nazis, great example. Look at what they built here in America. Well, America actually built the Nazis, but look what they've built throughout the world. The bankers, look what they built throughout the world. All of those in the demonic rituals, look at the religious cults throughout the world, even the ones that many of us go to on Sunday, the religious cults that don't, is just a figment of this. Look what they built. I don't know of any other institution that do so little but have so much. And that's because they trick and they connive and they deceive the people to invest forward in it. And they steal their energy. And they create idol worship of it all. And man, that thing runs and it keeps going. These are the things that we're truly dealing with. We have an opportunity to have some sustainable benefit to the ones that we have yet not named by ensuring that when Scotty makes the great transformation into eternity, when I make the great transformation into eternity, the Black Talk Radio Network will continue to build and continue to grow and continue to establish a sustainable living path that will return, have a good return on investment. So this is critical. So you can give option number one, make a one-time contribution of $24.99 or less. You could do it via PayPal or by sending a check or money order and make it payable to Black Talk Media Project, P.O. Box 65, Mount Holly, North Carolina 28120. And for that, you will receive the monthly statistical performance reports of the radio station and the social media operations via email, $24.99 or less. Very easy. Number two, option number two, make a one-time contribution of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly emails, you will receive a free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt as an appreciation for your contribution. Make sure that you have a good forwarding address so that your T-shirts will arrive to you in a timely manner. And also, if you would like more than one T-shirt, all T-shirts will be given in increments of $25 or more. So if you would like two T-shirts, that would be $50, three T-shirts would be $75, four would be $100, and so forth and so on. So make sure you have a corresponding size for each T-shirt that you're going to be given. Number three, become a monthly contributor of $25 or more. In addition to receiving the monthly email reports, the free Black Radio Station Matters T-shirt, you will also be eligible for gifts from time to time from the network for your contributions, which are extremely, extremely appreciated. Please, everyone, tell your friends, tell your families. But if you listen to Black Talk Radio Network, give what you can, but just give something. So that, because there are, I don't know if you remember, Scotty had to change up some things because of the work that the network is doing is becoming under more attack. I don't know if you heard there was a, in here in Tandar, posted a story how alternative media was going to be targeted by the mainstream and the overall. Why? Because they want you to be naive, they want you to be deaf, dumb, and blind as to what's really going on. Why? Because then you will be the zombies and you will be the subjugated energy that they want you to continue to be. They want to tell you where to go and for you to show. They want to tell you to sit and then you sit. They want to tell you when to eat and what to eat, and that's what you partake in. There is no sense of real freedom. This facade of freedom, this facade of liberty, this facade of peace and security that you have here, this is the hell that we have allowed to become the governing factor of everyone's lives in so many ways. And it needs to be dissolved and abolished. And that needs to be done by you making a great investment forward, because it's going to be the young people, the ones that we have yet not named and the ones that we have right now, that are actually going to have to energize that directive move. So this is a great way for them to get information and to acquire different necessities in order to do that. Is great for you because of all of the things that you learned here at Black Talk Radio Network. You've been here because of what you learned, and this is a very, very critical time for us to support this more than we support, or at least support this in some form of figment of how we support the system. Think of how we support the system. Human resource. Have you ever heard of that? The Human Resource Department? That is nothing more than a politically correct way to say the slaves. The slaves that they do whatever we tell them because they're afraid that they're going to die and not be able to have a living wage. But we all have been taught. And so this is how we operate. Let's change the way we operate. Let's support Black Talk Radio Network and all the networks, and excuse me, and all the programs that are brought to you by the network. Okay, now let's go to Kando Radio Show. Check out some of the articles that we posted there since the weekend. Some very, very important ones. There's a lot that's there. Let's jump right into it. So here's what's in the news. You can go to Kando Radio Show, our Facebook page that's there, and check out some of the articles that we posted there. But just before we do that, if you would like to actually engage in purchasing precious metals, you could do that with us at Prosperity Mint, P-R-O-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, Prosperity Mint, M-I-N-T. And you can see some of the products that we have in inventory. And if you would like to actually acquire some real assets, and if you would like to acquire the most perfect form of money that there is, that would be the precious metals, and there's a reason why that is. You could do that with us, but I would say before you do that, please text me or contact me first. Contact me at 951-790-8330. Text me there, or you can email me at wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, at gmail.com, so that we can... I can actually instruct you and ensure that there are some things that you know, and believe me, it's something that you definitely want to do, and I will explain why. Okay? So, give us contact us there, text us, 951-790-8330, and you can check out what we have in inventory at Prosperity Mint. Okay? So now, let's jump into what's in the news. Okay? Some very, very important articles, and these articles are will have a direct effect on you, the everyday person. Check this out. Okay, here we go. This was right after Tando Radio Show had went off. One of Italy's largest banks, capital wipeout in a bank Europe stress test. The Monte Paschi failed its bank stress test in. This is, we did talk about this, well, we didn't talk about it, but we read this on Friday, so we're going to pick up the next one. So, but this is an extremely important article. We will talk about this week for sure, what it means, because this stuff is really unfolding and is spreading in a very covert and very, very unique and critical, methodical steps are being taken to destroy your savings, to destroy your retirement, to destroy everything that you work for, and for you to be without the means to provide for yourself and your family. But and this is going to cause you to go to the system and beg for relief. And this is what they want. So check out that article. Next article. This one comes from Reuters. Exclusive: Clinton campaign also hacked and attacked on Democrats. Source says the computer network used by the Democratic president nominee, I don't say these names, campaign was hacked as part of a broad cyber attack on the Democratic political ticket. I believe that was the next word. I can't see it because it cut out. So check out that. And this is the purge, and you'll see what I mean by that. This is all being set up, ladies and gentlemen. This is being set up for a couple of things: the economic collapse and the global war. Listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time today, give us a call, 641-715-3660. Participant code is 549032 pound. That gets you into the conference call. And then when you have a question or comment that you would like to be heard on, just hit star 61 and I'll see you in queue, and definitely we'll bring you up. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks. Yeah.
Yeah. Sound I'm not a writer.
Okay.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., and this is Monday, August the 1st, 2016, live show for you. We're going to get back to what's in the news, and then we're going to jump into today's very important show. Next article, and this is going to definitely be a part of today's show. Venezuela has a new forced labor law that will require people to work in the field. President Maduro has signed a decree that allows the Labor Ministry to order all workers with enough physical capabilities and technical know-how to, I can't see what the rest that says, to the field. And this came from news.vice.com. Oh, we're going to definitely talk about this, because let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, I said in my commentary on this one, coming here soon enough, and my man Marvin, says Obanzo signed something worse than this. Yes, he did, and we will definitely take a look at this. This is something that, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, all of these governments are in cahoots together, and they're in cahoots to maintain the overall enslavement. They're in a fraternity, and then they meet and have all the cameras for the overall shows in front of you. But what they do behind closed doors, and what they really are all about, is enslaving you. And yes, my man Marv was absolutely right. There was a actual decree signing also by the celebrity figurehead, CEO of the United States, that signed an executive order 13603, which authorized slave labor in so many ways. And I'm going to talk about that, because this is going to be coming here. And then there's a lot of people that don't know about this. There's a lot of people that say, I don't know and I don't care. And believe me, you will when they have you there, and you're going to cry, kick, and everything else, but it'll be too late, because you will not be in a position to adequately respond, because the fear will overtake you. And this is what, when you lose your free will. And the one thing I love about this network, and I love about the overall direction of this network, is that it is here to ensure that you can do something more. You can decide to change your overall direction. If you don't, that's fine. I won't know you. I won't really, you know, I'm going to continue doing, because what's going to happen is that there are going to be a lot of people that will refuse to be enslaved by someone else, just to hope, because they can't look at themselves in the mirror on that. And as they start to actually understand more, and they start to see more, they start to remove their energy, and they realize something, that they're not going to fight the way that the system wants them to fight. They're not going to fight the way that they've been trained to fight, by the same methods and objectives that have been used to enslave people. No. Much smarter than that. They understand something that's critical, that they can control their overall free will, which is the real target and the real desire of enslaving. So check out this article. We're definitely going to come back and take a look at this one. This one is a must. This one is a must. And it was a must for me, because, you know, a lot of us, you know, my man Marv and Sister Stark, who said, you got to be kidding. No, she knew about this, but this is where things is going. And we're going to take a look at this and other things, and how this is going to affect your children. See, when we don't invest forward, somebody has already made the investment for them to be slaves. This can only change if you change it. So let's invest properly. So next article, very, very important one there. We're going to come back to that. Next one comes from veteranstoday.com. General Dunford rushes to Turkey over accusations of U.S. coup involvement. And, man, this thing just blew up this weekend. we're going to take a look at this. And this is all playing into the overall global agenda, conspiracy agenda against you and everyone else on this planet. Growing, ladies and gentlemen, this war is growing daily by the minute. And I do not think we have more than 3 years. And a lot of us may say, well, 3 years is a long time. I got time to... No, you don't have time to prepare, because I'm going to tell you something about preparing, especially in these times. They are removing things that are necessary things for you to prepare with. They're making it much more difficult by way of the cost and by way of the availability and by way of the overall laws and restrictions that prevent things from getting to you. It won't be easy, ladies and gentlemen. It's only going to get worse and more difficult. This is why you have to prepare when no one else is looking and when the opportunity is there before the trap door closes. You don't want to be a second late. So do yourself a favor. Do your family a favor. Do our community a favor. Start preparing, because once this strikes, you'll know it, and you'll know what you didn't do, and you'll know that there is no excuse, and they'll be in a spot that I hope that I sincerely and truly don't want you to be in. We do what we can, and then when you do what you can, and you sincerely do what you can, because you know when you sincerely do what you can, then there's a different mentality that you have. You take one, okay. You say, okay, let's go. People that don't prepare, they cry. They freeze. They get scared. They get nervous. They look at what they're up against, what they're going to be in contention with, and they surrender. That's what the system wants to do, bring you fear, so that you will decide, make decisions based off of scared emotions instead of tactical strategy, because of the opportunities that you have created by knowing, seeing, and responding appropriately to what's going on. Next article comes from BCC, Deutsche Bank and Santa failed U.S. stress test. The BCC News, Deutsche Bank failed a stress test here in the United States. All of these stress tests, ladies and gentlemen, are setting up, the bank stress tests are setting up, and they're hiding a lot of it because they want to spring it on all at one time so that the market will collapse the way that they want it to. It's not going to miss the opportunity to enslave the whole world even further. This is how they're doing it, because they bought a facade of an economy to where people give energy to it, and that facade is just that. They can create any mirage that they want. And the mirage that they want to create is that one, that the system has failed. And now you'll be right in front of the mainstream media looking at the TV, and then you'll go to different places to have a medium of exchange, and it won't be there for you to do it. And then the problems that will come from that. Not because it has to be that way. It doesn't. Because we've never removed ourselves from the system. We've never removed ourselves from people having the ability to control our livelihood. This is the fault that we have. So check out this article. Next one comes from RT, RussiaToday.com. Six state employees criminally charged in connection with the Flint water crisis. Michigan state attorney indicted six state employees for their alleged connections to the dangerous levels of lead in the city of Flint's drinking water. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is not just in Flint. This is throughout this whole country. This is a global problem. Why is it a global problem of choice? But they're going to pick out six individuals. Do you know who the real culprits of this crisis is? The very same people that will bring indictment. It's the system itself. They always have their fall guy. This is all strategically been placed. They wanted lead in the water, so you wouldn't care. So you wouldn't have the mental capacity to be able to think, moving, invest forward, for you to have the mental capacity to develop, and more importantly, the mental capacity to devise systems and ways to get around the tricks and deceptions of the traps and obstacles that are standing before you, to where you walk up to the obstacle and you surrender to it. This is the design plan, and there has to be a chemical they have to intoxify your body, your strong body, with chemicals in order for it to be weakened, so it will no longer operate the way that it can and should, so that you won't look at a system of enslavement and think that you have to participate in it, so that you will see that I have more capabilities than this system, so why would I give any energy to it? I don't need to. But see, when you start to toxify the body with heavy metals, the overall abilities of your overall capacity, your intellectual capacity, becomes damaged to where you can't see it. Then they bring in fluoride, and then they bring in aspartame, then they bring in this and they bring in that. Before you know it, your whole body is completely inundated with toxic, you're a toxic waste dump. And this is the energy that you give off. You give off toxic energy. This is why these individuals, these celebrity figures, think that they can go before people and with their sociopathic and their psychopathic agendas and think that it's okay, because they just been is equally intoxicated also. They are toxic waste dumps as well. So six people, and then let me tell you, everyone, they're putting things out in front of you to diminish your will to fight against it. This is a real problem that we truly have. They're putting things in front of your face and they're telling you, yes, the conspiracies are true. Why are they doing it? Because they're doing that so that you will see yourself as small. You will see yourself as irrelevant. You will see yourself as incapable. You will see yourself as insufficient. You will see yourself as one that just watches their own demise. This is the training so that you will surrender. But I would say to you, it doesn't have to go this way. It doesn't have to be this type of existence that we have. All of the things that's been put in front of you are a facade, the Department of Justice. Really? There is no such thing. Lies, falsehood, manipulation, in BS. The Department of Homeland Security, Department of Education, Department of Agriculture, the FDAA, Federal Death Administration. Oh, I mean the Food and Drug Administration. Food and Drug Administration. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. They put drugs in your food. They administer it. Until we become what we've been created to be, we will have to relinquish ourselves into who we've been schooled to be, and that is slaves. So check out that article. Next one. Next article comes from YouTube, and this one is of Vladimir Putin. And Putin asked the U.S. ambassador for his analysis on whether or not the missile defense system being positioned in Russia's doorsteps is in fact, I think the word is threat. Can't see it because it cut out. But this is a YouTube video. Basically, Putin says America relies on wars for jobs. And I said, you know, when you really think about it, you're absolutely right. Think about it. It's absolutely right. But see, they're all in one big fraternity. But this is the thing. That is so true. And when I say we, I'm talking about us. We allow this individually by people that make decisions that we allow them that adversely affect us. So you think about it. Create jobs based off of war. Man. So you are a continuous nation of colonists. You colonize continuously. You subjugate continuously. If you're doing that to other nations, you're doing that to yourself, what are you going to produce? You're going to produce an enslavement program that the world will either have to eradicate, walk away from, or allow it to happen. And see, the system, I believe, right now, the conspiracy agenda, realizes that it's time for the U.S. to die and to be sacrificed on the altar for the overall good of the agenda to enslave globally. But see, in that sacrifice, there's going to be an opportunity, a window, for people to really see this system for what it is. And if we just will be able to overcome the fluoride, the aspartame, the lead, to where we can think for ourselves instead of allowing someone to make the decisions of how we're going to use our energy, we may be able to turn this all around and walk away and create and to reestablish this great, great paradise of heaven that was given to us without us paying for anything. So that we can live the way that the great creator intended us to live, free and independent. So Vladimir Putin says America relies on war for jobs. Oh, and let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you how true that is in so many ways and where this is really going. There are so many that are unemployed. The only way that this is ever going to change is if there's a war. Oh, they're going to give you one. But they're going to give you one where this time the bombs ain't going to be over Baghdad. The bombs is going to be over Boston, New York, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Detroit, Miami, all of Dallas, Oklahoma City, Chicago, Philadelphia. You think of a major city, they're going to be over there. This is where we have allowed, and if you have... This country has been spared because this was in the best interest of the agenda to spare this country of that, so it would give a facade, a perception of prosperity, but this prosperity is ill-gotten. It's been prosperous from its ways to enslave. But that won't last for long, ladies and gentlemen. This is going to go from a so-called created first world nation to a fifth world nation, and you're going to be the bearers of that for the rest of the world, because they're going to establish other countries as first world nations. And guess what? They don't speak English there. They're not American, as the system would design and divide us by. And if we don't break ourselves from this perpetual cyclical motion will continue. And this time, it's going to be your turn. The purge is you. So, check this out. This is a part of the overall purge that I always talk about. Very, very critical. I need to move on. All right, next one. The NSA is likely hacking back Russia's cyber squad. This is the part. This is how the wars start, and this is the overall plausible deniability in the wars. Cyber attack is the preferred method of war in today. Oh, you didn't see it? You didn't think that it was destructive? Wait until you can't get food because of this. Wait until you can't provide for yourself. Wait until everything that you've been built in, your bitcoins and all of that goes to zero because they are closed and the lights are out on it. And your physical lights are out because of it. This is what's going to be happening. This is the new cyber war. It is the most lethal weapon that man has created because it has a grid system that can be turned on and turned off at any moment. And not only the lights, ladies and gentlemen, the AC, the electricity, the heating units, everything can be used and turned off by the system at will. And believe me, they devised it for it to do just that. This is going to be a part of the depopulation. Are you ready? Ready or not? Here it comes. Next one. I have no words for this. We're in real trouble, y'all. A land without men is occupied, and the land without women is barren. March of the... I shouldn't even have posted this one. I'm just mad at myself for even putting this one up. Brother Brother David said this is a blatant mockery of the master plan. If you think for 1 minute that there won't be judgment, wake up. Brother David's so right. I won't even say this. To each his own, but to own is each. You're going to have to own what you decide to be. Ridiculous. I shouldn't have even posted this one. I'm mad at you, Sister Stark, for saying I should post it. I'm going to put that on you in my main Willie Wayne. I'm going to put that on you. Next one. Next article comes from, where did we get this one? From healthnutnews.com. Very, very important one before we need to get into today's show, really. Breaking news. Feds go door to door collecting urine samples, checking for Zika. Health Nut News, this came from. And this was a part of CNN, also Cerebrally Naive Network had this on. And they were going door to door in Florida telling people that they needed to submit to urine samples because they wanted to see how bad the overall Zika virus outbreak was going on. And so let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. This is all a facade. This is all preparing you to give up whatever the government tells you to do, give up whatever the handlers, whatever the authorities, whatever the blind authorities, whatever the authorities tell you, because you have given them blind recourse throughout your whole life to do whatever they say. And so they were knocking on doors telling people that they needed to submit to a urine sample, and they were going door to door. How would you respond? Because let me tell you, they've already more than just knocked at your door. They have done this in so many different ways. How about this? You can't go to school without vaccination. They don't need to just knock on your door and tell you to give you. They think beyond that. They tell you, oh, you can't get vaccinations with school. And we go, oh, yeah, they should get a vaccination, because we didn't even have the ability to think past the lead, the fluoride, the heavy metals in our bodies. And so this is why their magic and their spells work. Get you out of here. So this is what you're going to be challenged with in so many ways. Next one, Turkey is heating up again. Another attempted coup. Right click to translate to English. This was at the air base in Turkey. It was seized by over, I believe it was 7,000 forces to shut down that base. And there was, I believe there was a so-called another attempted coup, either real or not. But this is what is going on. All of these coups are being set up so that when they go to war, your son and your daughter will say, yep, you will give them up free and willingly. You'll give them up and say, yep, you need to go fight the Ottoman Empire, the Turkey, the people in Turkey and everything else, and you're going to give your son and daughter away for the demonic sacrifices that the system is going to place them under, and you'll willingly do it. If you will bring the sacrifice, they will bring the fire to burn. So check this out. We need to really do more than we need to really become more than cowards. We need to really become more than subjects. We need to start thinking on our own. Because if you don't, and if we don't, someone else will do more than just than think for us. They will tell us where to go and what to do. Is that in their best interest? And believe me, it's going to be into the altar, the demonic altar of sacrifice, human sacrifice. Next one. This one was the military document. Page 21 tells the underlying story of how war will start much sooner than 2035 target. I think it will be in the next 2 years. I think within the next 2 years. What you have here is a document from the military pointing out that the U.S. is no longer a significant global entity because it no longer has global dominance, dominion. See, this is why this is in those books, dominion, that you are supposed to have dominion. See, if you think that you'll have dominion, then it'll be all right for someone to have dominion over you. Nobody wants to be a slave, but everybody wants to have one. Get away from that crap. Start thinking for yourself. Start thinking logically. start thinking critically. Stop thinking from what someone writes in books and what someone writes in a lesson plan, what someone writes with a pen. Let me tell you something. The great creator, God Almighty, didn't create any inanimate objects such as pens or books. That was man that's done that. And the man has lied throughout history in order to control other men. If you think about the great creator only creates living objects that is absent of man's hand. Man can't do what God has done. So man has to actually create from artificial intelligence, from artificial means. And until we understand that, if man has created it, God has nothing to do with it. Believe me, it is an agenda of the one that created it. And the agenda of the great creator was to bring life, liberty, and substance. And a free way and a more sustainable way of living where you have the freedom to create and for you to execute your free will. Man gives you laws, letters of the law is penned. And think of it that way. And maybe the fluoride, maybe you could break the fluoride and the toxins that are permeating throughout our bodies. You're listening to the Tando Radio Show. We're getting ready to go to a commercial break. We're going to get through these real quick and then we're going to get back to the Qaddafi factor. We're going to look back at the towards a single African currency, and we're going to look at the slave doctrine that was put on down in Venezuela and the ones that are here in the United States. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound and hit star 61, and I will see you in queue, and I will bring you up. Listen, Tando Radio Show. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A., in FEMA Region Number 5. Used to be in FEMA Region Number 9, and the whole world is the FEMA region because they break it up by different borders, and that is nothing more than a FEMA region, a region that's controlled by the government so that they can look at the overall population that's there so they can use the overall tactics of enslavement and control and depopulation at will so they can actually... That's how you control it. You make the overall population work against the people, and you segment them, divide them, and now you can easily influence and control them because they are no longer connected in the way that the great creator, God Almighty, made the overall living planet as borderless and living and has the means to sustain no matter how many people you have on this planet. They say that the planet is overpopulated. The planet is overpopulated. There's too many people. Well, they're going to tell you all kinds of lies so that you will believe the magic. The key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe, so that you'll believe the sorcery. They'll tell you, yeah, it's overcrowded, so that when they start to have human control instead of pest control, you start to die. And guess what? You say, they should be dying. Too many people. Foolish you are. The overall population on this planet is enough people right now to put them all on the Isle of Madagascar, and people will be able to live with having more than enough room to have a vibrant and productive Madagascar. And the planet is much bigger than Madagascar, ladies and gentlemen. There is no such thing as too many people. There is no such thing as we're consuming too many resources. See, you're consuming too many of the resources that they want you to have. The resources that they want you to know about and the truth that they want you to live under. We need to get off of this drug, all of their drugs that they put in the air, that they put in the water, and put in the food. And guess what? If you want to do it, regardless of it being there, you are so strong. Your free will is so strong. It will supersede their overall methods to control. See, this is the thing. They didn't create you. So they really don't know how to control you because they can't control your free will. They got to get you to surrender it. So let's get going because we got to get into today's show. Next article from RT goes with the one that's below. World order in 2035, U.S. can lose the ability of global dominance. The Department of the DOD paper says by 2035, the U.S. could find itself in an environment where Russia and China may match or even exceed the West military and economic might in some areas. You're lying. There is no such thing. But see, what they're going to do, if you continue to play by their rules, what they're going to do, they're not going to have the U.S. lose its dominance by 2035. The U.S. has already lost its dominance. By 2025, there will be no the United States the way that you know it. It's already from the Deagle Report, the actual company that put that the individuals that were actually protecting the ambassador in Benghazi was working for, the arms dealers, that's what they were there serving, the arms of the deals that Deagle had established. The Deagle Report that the population in the United States is going to be cut by over half. The overall gross domestic product is going to be cut by 3/4. Why does that happen, ladies and gentlemen? That's because it's by a war, the depopulation program. You ain't going to be here. They plan on exterminating by instead of pest control, they're going to have human control, and they're going to depopulate here. And they're going to do it by war. And they tell you this in so many different ways. The Deagle Report and this report right here tells you. They tell you everything if you just learn to listen, because they follow a sick demonic code where tell them that we enslave them, and it will increase our overall influence against them, because we'll tell them and they'll just say okay, because that's what the drug, they'll be intoxicated, they'll be doped, they'll be high. And I'm not talking about the natural high that you get. I'm not talking about the natural high that you can get from different things that are beneficial to your body. I'm talking about the overall synthetic, chemically induced high. You can't produce from that, ladies and gentlemen. It kills your body. It kills your physical body. It kills your mind. It kills your ability to weigh your own free will. Oh, and they don't just do that by heroin and the other ones. They do it by food. They do it by gluttonous thoughts. They do it by consumption. Man, program is deep. So check out this article. Next one, let's hurry up and go through. EU bank stress test. Vulnerability of Barclays and RBS under scrutiny. The banks are done, everyone. Plain and simple, but we'll cover that at another time we need to. This is far worse than what's being reported. Why? Because it's going to lead to the war that they want for the depopulation. Here's how Europe's biggest bank performed in Friday's stress test. In my commentary, everything is now in place for the banking collapse, including their warning that something major is going to happen. Excuse me. Everything is now in place for the banking collapse, including their warning that something major is going to happen. That major is going to be the overall collapse of the global economy that's going to lead to war. Next one, explosion at main Rio Stadium. Mystery surrounding a large explosion at the venue host of the Olympics that's going to be opening pretty soon. This came from the Herald Sun. I would not be down in Rio for nothing in the world right now. It's going to be, I wouldn't be surprised if something major happens in, to kick off the overall demonic depopulation program. Why? Because these people are that type, and we follow wherever they go. They say all the cattle come here and to congregate here. We follow by the different things that they set up. And the games is one thing. It's all a demonic ritual, ladies and gentlemen. Next article comes from Bloomberg. Saudi Arabia said to have offered a $4 billion to banks. The bailouts continue, ladies and gentlemen, so the system can explode. The banking failure are spreading because it offers the perfect excuse for the collapse in world war, is my commentary. Next one. Holistic doctors found stabbed to death in her Palo Alto home. Check out this one. This is going on for a reason. People that go against the agenda, they want to eliminate them, not because of them, because they can't, when they can't handle you, they just want to get rid of you. But they don't want you to have an influence on the people that's behind you, or the people that may wake up, or the people that may do something different. They don't want you to have an adverse influence in their against their overall agenda. How can you kill something that you didn't give life to? Only people that are scared to dying are slaves and cowards. And people that are under the overall domestication of the school of obedience. They teach you to fear. This is why they have the ceremony, and this is why they show it in such a light of fear, because they want you to be scared of something, because then they can tell you. Now they can say, if you don't want to die, you better do this. And guess what? You'll give them your whole life. You'll give them everything that you have. And just not, just don't let me die, master. So this is where we are. We got to wake up. Next article. FBI warns the terrorists will come. Terrorism will come to the West. Hundreds of terrorists will fan out to infiltrate the Western European and the United States to carry out acts on a wider scale as the Islamic State is defeated in Syria, the FBI director said. And I said, I wonder, will it be the ones that they created? Somehow, I think so. This is the bullshit that we need to get through. I'm sorry, but as I don't like to quote this person, but as this one person said, it is a real word. So, yeah, very true. We need to talk about what we need to do, but this is something that we put here for you to know. You do it with what you may. You continue to follow these people, they will lead you to ruin and destruction, and they will lead you to the hell that they've created and that we uphold. Who do you think is going to start attacking? Where do you think the terror is going to come from? The greatest terrorist on earth. You've already seen who they are. They dropped two incendiary bombs, the most powerful incendiary bombs, on innocent women, children, and men in a country that with people that didn't even attack them. It was called the dropping of two nuclear bombs in Japan. That was an act of terror. Who do you think the terrorist is going to attack you? Oh, you thought that they liked you because you were from their country? You paid their taxes and you're an American citizen just like them? No, they divided you because they're going to drop one on you too. How we need to really see it for what it is and not be afraid to face it for what it's not. It has no power. So, until we think it is. Next article. This one came from Huffington Post. My man T told me this yesterday. I missed this one. North Korea declares war against the United States, and Twitter isn't taking North Korea's declaration of war on the United States serious. And this one had somebody put out in this is the celebrity figurehead has a certain haircut, has something in his hand, a gold watch, got his feet up, and somebody else with a, I can't see if that's a tango, but it's a little satire that there says, tell Korea, I said to pull up. This is ridiculous. Well, I'm going to tell you why this is ridiculous, ladies and gentlemen. We think that this stuff is funny, but this stuff ain't funny. When you paid for bombs to be dropped on your daughters, when you paid for technologies and technologies of war, and you paid for it not with your cash but with your labor, you paid for them to destroy and kill your family, we think this stuff is funny. You know why? because we think everything is for entertainment. And we don't think it's cool to be serious, critical thinkers. We want every... I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. The fool is not the one that's creating the joke. The fool is not the one that's bringing the magic tricks. The fool is not the one that is bringing the performance in the jokes. The fool is the one that's sitting there watching it for entertainment. The joke is on you. We really need to do something different. Next article comes from Finance of Yahoo. Morgan Stanley warns currency traders, worse to come for the dollar. Man, we've been talking about this for, since we started. For you to protect yourself, please, people, do it, because it's going to be too late soon enough. Next one, Hillary vows a regime change in Syria if elected. And this came from Anti-Media. And I said, you know what she means by this. Libya all over again. But if you're aware of the dynamics of this region in the world, she first must get rid of Putin while pinning China down. In all sense and purpose, this can only be done by assassination and military confrontation, leaving Russia and China with their only recourse of first strike measures. This is why all the emails have been stolen and handed over to make the case for attacking the U.S. The purge, folks, the purge. And this is what's going to happen. Guess what you're going to find in those emails? You're going to find all forms of strategies to attack, to assassinate, and everything else. And guess what China and Russia is going to say? This is an act of war, and they're going to lash out in the first strike, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because those emails were intentionally, and this is why I said, oh, this is much bigger than Billary. This is much bigger than the political serial killers that are running for president, the husband and wife team. They're going to use them. This is being used to get you to be incinerated in this war that they're going to have. And this is how we're starting to play out. This is the purge. Russia and China will bring to the global community. This is what the U.S. had been planning. And the whole world is going to say, yep. And they're going to say, not only us, Germany, Merkel, they were going to assassinate you too. Holland, they were going to do your punk butt too. They were going to do you at the stadium that you were at in the Paris attack. And they're going to start, but see, they really weren't. But this is what they're going to say for the people to believe it. Because the key to magic is not to trick you, but to make you believe. And they're going to believe this, and then you're going to be attacked. And guess what? These people here that are so naive and are unaware of what's really going on, they're going to send their sons and daughters off to war, and they're not coming back. The purge, ladies and gentlemen, the purge. Next article. 20 killer... media crashed on a car in Rome, in Italy. In Italy. Pictures, strange sounds. Oh, it came from strangesounds.org. So it was a ice meteorite that crashed into a parked car. So I'm gonna tell you, I do think that there is more to our universe, and I'm actually gonna bring some stuff in. You know, was really thinking about not talking about this on Tando, but say why not? I'm going to talk about how I think, from doing historical research, how slavery really started and what it's all about. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, it's far beyond this planet. And this is why the astronomers are starting to talk about the ninth planet, the 12th planet, and all this other stuff. There is a documentation, and you know, you can never trust anything that's written in a book. That's why, you know, you really can't. But sometimes they do put a lot of information in books, but you have to be careful of, as Winston Churchill said, history will be kind to England, because she will write it. And this is why the Bible was written Englishly, and why we're so afraid to look at things objectively. True. But I'm going to tell y'all, and I'm going to give you some insight on some of the things that I researched about what's really going on in our solar system and in the universe, the living universe. There is something. There is nothing new under the sun, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think that that had anything to do with us that traverse around. That actually was talking about a planet that goes under the sun that comes into our solar system, because it is a part of our solar system, and we'll talk about that later on. Running my mouth a lot. Got to keep moving. Last show today. Today's is second part of toward a single African currency, the Muammar Gaddafi factor. The second hour, which we're already in. The global slavery ramp up has started, and today has started again for today's purposes in Venezuela. What is this driving towards? So sorry about that, everyone. We're going to take a look at that, but I'm sorry, but you know, it's Monday. We get so much in the news and so much is going on. We need to take a look at it. So we're going to hurry up. Check out the Iran and South Korea do a trade deal without the dollar. The dollar is done, ladies and gentlemen. We've been telling you about that. Iran is also rebuking the U.S. for its failures in respect. There was a helicopter that was down in Syria. Then there's a century of highway zombies. Really good article about the roads. Be careful on the roads. Falling asleep and everything else. And then the Russian chopper that was shot down. Then there was a Venezuelan confirms arresting of U.S. nationals for causing troubles. It was a Venezuelan wife and I guess her husband down in Venezuela kicking up some dust, so they arrested them. U.S. and Russia's U.S. cyber attack on Russia, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be the war that we talk about that is going to turn nuclear. And I'm going to tell you how, in my opinion, you're going to have your own devices turning against you. You're going to have your cars. Ladies and gentlemen, your cars are going to be turning against you. They already can hack your car and make it go 100 and some miles per hour where you won't be able to steer it or brake it or stop it at all. Oh, you didn't know that technology was there? Yes, it is there, and it has been used. It has been used. And it's been used on an investigative journalist in L.A. And his actual Mercedes was driven into a tree in speeds that was exceeding over 100 miles per hour. So, yes, they can easily hack your car. And this is why I can't stand it. I have such a disdain for hackers. It's the most cowardice crime there is. So this is how this is. They're going to change where trucks with fuel driving down the street can't stop and all kinds of explosions. Yes, this is going to be war, ladies and gentlemen. They're going to use all of that those things. They can actually hack into cars and make them do what they want them to do. Just because you press on the brake, the car won't even acknowledge that the brake has been engaged. The accelerator has been. Because it's all electronics. Remember they were trying to get you out of cash for junkers, trading your cars? These new nice cars, these computerized cars. Well, whenever you have a computer, and this is why they say you don't own your cars anymore because of the intellectual properties that are inside of the car. You can't own it. Man. Stuff we're going to be contending with, but some of us will get through. Next and last one is this is why you should never swipe your chip credit card. And thanks to my man Rod for sending that. Okay, let's jump in straight into today's show. Oh, wait, two more. Hillary Clinton on YouTube posted there. We created Al Qaeda. U.S. Launches airstrikes on ISIS in Libya. So those are the articles. It's a Monday, and you know it's a lot that's there. Sorry it took so long, but let's jump into today's show. If any time you'd like to give us a call 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#, and hit *61. It just was so much there I needed to talk about. All right, so now we left off on Friday, and this was what Muammar Gaddafi had wanted to move Africa to, and if you really think about it, what Muammar Gaddafi wanted the whole world to move to, and I'm going to tell you why, because Muammar Gaddafi was a part of the Hunt brothers. Originally, the Hunt brothers hated Muammar Gaddafi because he actually, when he took over, when Muammar as a colonel in the Lebanese army,
Brother Dave,
in Libya, yeah, go ahead.
When you say the Hunt brothers, I think you might need to inform who you're talking about. Are you talking about the two who worked for the CIA?
Yeah, I'm talking about the Hunt brothers from the 80s. What the Hunt brothers did in the 80s, they were the Texas tycoon, and they made their money from oil, okay? And what the Hunt brothers wanted to do was that the Hunt brothers, actually when Muammar Gaddafi had seized power in the military coup that happened in Libya, he actually nationalized all of the oil fields, and they were adversely affected by that. And when they were adversely affected by that, the Hunt brothers, one of the Hunt brothers went over, I can't remember exactly which one went over to talk to Muammar. Muammar, you know, they did what they were going to do, but I think what happened was that there was an agreement that was made. There was an agreement that was made. And so when they came back, all of a sudden the Hunt brothers tried to, the same Hunt brothers that own the Kansas City Chiefs now, same Hunt family, the last one that was involved in it, I think, was Lamar, and Lamar died a couple of years ago. Well, came back, and then the Hunt brothers had decided to try to corner the silver market, physical silver market. And Muammar Gaddafi, as well as the president at the time of the Philippines, which, if you look at the Philippines now, the Philippines is moving towards China because of this. What happened was, the Hunt brothers wanted to corner the market on silver, and I do believe that that came from Muammar Gaddafi himself, because this is actually in line with what happened to Muammar, and you can see it from here. And I think the Hunt brothers went over with a different agenda, but after talking to Gaddafi, they got on board with his program. And this is why the U.S. hated Muammar from the very beginning, because they couldn't control him. And what they did was they came back and they wanted to corner the silver market, and it wasn't just Muammar. It was Muammar, the Philippine president at the time, who was an attorney who knew a lot of what was going on, Aquino, and it was a unnamed royal crown prince of Saudi Arabia, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's the king now. I wouldn't be surprised, because all of this comes together. Now, what happened, in my opinion, was that the Hunt brothers, Muammar said, all right, I tell you what, I will eventually cut you back into the deal, the oil fields and everything else, if you will do this. What I want to do is I want to get financial stability in Africa. And if we corner the silver market, and then we move the world onto a silver and gold monetary system, we could break the overall economic, imperialistic colonization and hegemony that the U.S. dollar has. And the Hunt brothers thought about it, I believe, and they decided to go all in on it, and they did. And when they did go all in, one of the things that you did, what they don't tell you is that Muammar was actually involved in this all. So I will talk about the Hunt brothers later on. But what happened was the Hunt brothers tried to corner the silver market. They almost did it, but there was the U.S. government changed up, and under Volcker, Paul Volcker was the Fed chairman at that time, and it was their design to destroy the Hunt brothers, and they did. And not only the Hunt brothers, but all that were involved, and they made a deal with Saudi Arabia instead. This is where the petrodollar starts to come into play, okay, under Kissinger, because all of this was moving together, because one of the things is that they don't want people to have assets, because when people have assets, they have power, okay? So now, it's always been Muammar's. This is nothing new. People think that moving Africa towards a single currency was new from Muammar when he was the president of the African Union in 2009. No. Muammar has been doing this since the coup. Muammar has been trying to get this done since the coup. So let's take a look at, real quickly, because I got to do, I'm running out of time. I'm sorry, y'all. We will pick this back up tomorrow if we run out of time. Okay, we looked at page 94 on Friday. Go back and check Friday's show if you missed it. Now what I want to look at is it says page 106 and 107, the African Central Bank under a gold standard, and 107, Could an African gold standard survive? And yes, it could. But see, this is the thing. It had to be strategically done. And the U.S. hated Muammar from the very go. They kept trying to get him on board, to bribe him, to do everything else. But Muammar continued to try to move to have a currency base that was a currency, an African currency that was denominated and monetized by money, not by a piece of paper that is nothing more than a debt note. Okay? So now, check this out. Here it is. It says in 104, where is it? Missed my place. Okay, here we go. One second. Now, what was critical here is that Muammar at the AU was starting to bring this into play in 2009. Why was that significant? Because the United States was significantly weaker in 2009. But I also believe that Muammar knew that he needed to move towards this now. Because he, in my opinion, from just looking at it all, he realized that he wasn't going to survive the overall push towards that. But guess what? He was investing forward. Knowing
say that again, Brother Dave. See, that's what I'm saying, Brother Dave, is that we are so much in love with our life in this physical realm that we are not willing to give it up so that our children could live in a much better place.
Exactly, Scotty. And not only Muammar, but Malcolm, same thing. I think that Muammar knew, because the U.S. was blaming him for terrorists, and they're the terrorists. They bombed him in the 80s. Why did Reagan bomb him? Because of his moves towards this. And what did that be, in my opinion, what did he do? That just cemented his resolve even more. He was willing to invest forward beyond his own physical gain. Think about Muammar. He could have just took the deal and lived completely well. And you know what? Most people here would have taken that deal. You know why? Because he didn't have the character or the strength of Muammar. And you can see we still don't, because we haven't been able to. We haven't been willing to make an investment forward, even if it means our lives. Because let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. They lied to you when they told you that you're going to die. But see, you hold everything that they say as such the truth, as the gospel, that you think you're going to die, and so you shall. Because your power and your free will, you will surrender. You die daily. We die daily because we don't invest forward, even to the point of losing everything or giving up whatever that we have. And guess what's going to happen, in my opinion? In my opinion, because of what Muammar is going to do, one day there will be an African dinar that will have the image and the saying of Muammar and his commitment, because what he wanted to do was unselfish. He didn't have to. You think of what all the things he did for Libya. They all say, you know, he was this, he was that. Let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. If they're going to write everything in their paper, as Churchill said, the history will be kind to England, because England will write it. If we keep listening to and reading what the devil writes, guess what? All saints will be demons. And all demons will be worshipped. Just saying, y'all. We really need to invest forward. We really need to make a sacrifice beyond ourselves, as the example and the emulation of what this brother did. He goes on. Check this out. Here it is on page 104. Let me pick it up from here. Confronting the problem as described by Muammar Gaddafi, we in the Arab Union have been in the freezer for the past 10 years. The Union has not converted in the past decade. I am the head of the Arab Union, which has been suspended because us here in this agreement, we have a problem. We have not done anything together. Wait a minute. Do you hear what Muammar is saying? Does that not sound like our community today? It's so many of us that have instead of us looking at things collectively, we look at things individually, and that's the way that they want us to think. Because now we want, and I hate to say it, it's so true, we don't want this to end. We just want to be a participant in it all, and it's for it to stop adversely affecting us. And guess what? We'll uphold it as long as it benefits us. We have become the demonic entities that we're so afraid of. So it goes on. Listen to what Momar said. We have a problem. We have not done anything together. And we are incapacitated from forming a union. We have been trying for 40 years to form a union between Libya and Egypt. And between Libya and excuse me, Tunisia. But it did not happen. Okay, stop right there for a minute. You see what he was saying? He's been trying to do this for 40 years. What was 40 years ago? It was the Hunt Brothers' time. Goes on. The Arabs have not found, have not formed an Arab union. The countries have formed a union and stuck to it in the and stuck it in the freezer. We have not convened for 10 years. In Western Africa, the efforts to establish the WAMZ must succeed. To merge the former British colonies and the CFA Franc nations and completely incorporate the Economic Community of West Africa, the ECOWAS. In Eastern, Central, and Southern Africa, the nations that are members of the COMES and SADC and the EAC, they all mean something, but not only the EOCWAS and the FA and the FCA Franc zone, the Francs from being colonized by France, or Arab Union, could compromise any currency area. Can comprise another currency area. But if ongoing regional monetary union efforts and additional considerations such as language are a consideration, it appears that the CFA Franc zone and the Customs and Economic Union of Central Africa nations are best suited in a union with Western Africa, then that would be tied to Southern and Eastern Africa. Due to the probability that the central regions and eastern regions are too small to stand alone and survive an attack by speculators on their currency. Do you know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? Who do you think the attack would be coming from? That would be coming from the dollar hegemony on this, on their respective currency, speculators. The speculators that come out of the market. That's what he's talking about. And he's saying that they won't survive an attack because they're too small, so they have to come into this union. We have to do this collectively because we haven't been doing this for 40 years when they first started, and they agreed to do it. But the speculators came in and dismantled it. And what happened to Africa? It has not been under a collective prudence. What has happened in our community? There is no collective prudence. It goes on. And because their respective capabilities with ongoing regional efforts in other regions, the Western and Southern, the optimum number of transitional currencies areas in Africa is 3 and not 5. Those 3 are a northern region, a western and central region, a southern eastern region, with some rough ideas of those regions may constitute traditional currency areas. The question remains as to the proper monetary regime to be utilized. It goes on. Here is the key. A necessary fundamental debate. What kind of exchange rate regime? This paper clearly argues on the behalf of a fixed exchange rate and specifically a gold standard. standard for an African single currency. But a broad and robust debate over the type of monetary regime best suited for Africa is essential for the consensus building and popularization of a single currency. Let me stop there real quick. This is the exact same thing that we need to do within our communities right here. We need to establish our own economic system. We need to actually, but see, we will have the same problem that Africa had as a continent and countries that wanted to move away from a debt-based economy because they have assets. When you have assets and you want a debt-based economy, you're a slave. And you're going to be colonized. You're going to be your actual prosperity is going to be null and void. You are an asset here. But see, our assets have been null and void because we don't control our assets. The most important asset is our free will. We haven't centralized that and put that under collective prudence for us to utilize that for our own prosperity. And now this is why we live in prosperity law. This is why we live in a seasons of Exodus. Goes on. It's powerful what Momar was doing here. It's the exact same program that we need to do here. We need to establish our own monetary system. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, it'd be in our best interest if it was the most perfect form of money. Let me tell you why. Because Africa's moving towards that, and then they could do business with you. If all you got is dollars, they ain't going to want to do business with you because they can't. They can't give intrinsic value for a piece of paper. You can't give nothing for something. This is why they had cash for gold schemes all over this country. They told you, bring in your gold, we'll give you cash. They told you to bring in your gold and we'll give you worthless. They never give you anything. They take everything. They knew the value of it. You didn't. And this is why they said, you bring us gold, we'll give you cash. Worthless. But see? Clean. Cash rules everything around me. So, goes on. One more time. But a broad and robust debate over the type of monetary regime best suited for Africa. This is the same thing. A broad and a robust debate over the best over the type of monetary regime best suited for us here is essential for the consensus building and popularization of a single currency. What is value to us? What is it that we're willing to invest forward for? What is it that we're willing to have a sustainable way of living? And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we have to engage in what the great creator has given to us to use and to utilize for our overall sustainability. That's all of the assets that are here. That's the assets of the lavender, the rosemary, the cinnamon, the silver, the gold, the water, the land. And we got to get out of this facade world. We got to get out of this make-believe world chasing damn Pokemons all over the place. It's a facade. It's a make-believe. It's Alice in Wonderland. It's a fantasy. And it's one that always causes you to lose your greatest attributes, your individual talent. It's a Wizard of Oz. So it goes on. A historical and analytical review of the African monetary regime, according to their experience with fixed pegs and floating exchanges. They want to fix it, peg it, and have a floating exchange rate. And a dialogue regarding them can contribute to an important consensus across. Move this down. Civil culture, religious, political, and economic organizations and communities. Everything that Momar was saying there, we could do in our community, and we have to do if we are going to break the back of subjugation and enslavement. Therefore, the development of taxonomy, the science of classification according to the predetermined system, with the result categorized to catalog and used to provide a conceptual framework for discussion, analyzation, and information retrieval of a monetary regime among the first Congress of African economic is critical. Precise definition of various currencies, move this down, management systems will greatly facilitate the decision making of economists, policymakers, opinion leaders, and the masses. An exemplary taxation of exchange rate regimes will provide in writing testimony before the International Institution Advisory Commission in Washington, D.C. on June 3rd, 2000, by John Hopkins. Okay, now this is where this is what was said here. What Gaddafi wanted to do, and I don't think I'm going to have time to get to 107. I will. Okay, what Gaddafi wanted to do, I will get to 107. It's too important. Gaddafi wanted to do was, hey, Africa, we got to come up with our own economic system based off of our religions, based off our political, our economic, our agriculture, our capabilities, our assets, our people, our culture. We establish that among ourselves collectively, and we look at this and we solve everything within our system. What is this? They said, get away from the IMF, get away from the World Bank, get away from the central banks, kick them out and everything else, and we establish our own system. Oh my God, this was the greatest threat to the U.S. dollar before Saddam, way before Saddam. All right, so now, 107. Let's go to real quick. How much time we got? Okay. Could an African gold standard survive? Here it goes. The gold color standard of Africa's wealth and bright future. That is the description of the flag of the EU. Do you see what Gaddafi was doing? He wanted to have a gold standard for African wealth and bright future. It was going to be done in the precious metals. Why? Because Gaddafi knew what real money was. He knew what real money was. Let me tell you something about Gaddafi. He had more silver than gold. But he knew if he talked about silver, they would have killed him even quicker. And not only that, they may have nuked him and destroyed everything. Goes on. It has been previously noticed that the Nobel laureate Robert Mungs discussed how Africa has no African product anchored currency. The previous sector offers an approach to such an African product anchored currency, utilizing a basket of currency, as suggested himself. However, although he was symptomatic to that gold might back an African monetary union, he feared the price of gold could be destabilized by the world central bank. He was afraid that they would actually destabilize gold by the central banks. Our position is not naive. In order for Africa to survive an effort to attack its single currency and or to destabilize the price of gold, it must have enough resources in an African central bank, which I don't agree with at all. It doesn't matter if it's a black bank or an African bank, it's a bank. If you have a bank, you got fraud. The key to robbing a bank is not to go in with a gun, is actually to own it. So don't even do it. And its allies to defend its currency. Combining the current foreign exchange and the gold holdings of a major African central bank, a significant measure strengthening begins to emerge in Algeria with $100 billion, Libya nearly $80 billion, Nigeria with foreign currency reserves of $60 billion, South Africa with over $30 billion, and Egypt with $35 billion to start. What are you seeing here? You're seeing what China, Russia, India, South Africa, in Brazil started. They took this from Momar. They took this whole idea from Momar, because Momar has been trying to put this together. They established this. The BRICS got their ideas from this because the BRIC nations did exactly what Momar was doing and wanted to do. Because Momar instituted this first. So it goes on. South Africa was, which is a part of the BRIC nations now, South Africa has traditionally been the world's largest producer of gold, although production is currently far from 100 metric tons being produced by the countries in 1970 and the 759 metric tons of 1974. South Africa produces 207 metric tons, only 4 metric tons less than the new world leaders in China in 2007. Did you hear that? Only 4 metric tons less than the new world leader, China, in 2007. So now, let me tell you why this is so important. Oh, well, let me finish this. By comparison, the total holdings of gold in the world by central banks, the source came from the IMF. Now, why is this important? And it gave all of the, in 108, it gave all of the gold holdings that is known and it has been recorded to the IMF. The U.S. is number one with 8,000 metric tons, which is a lot. Is let me tell you, the thing about the U.S. is all of this gold is ill-gotten. They stole that gold from all these other countries. By them countries sending the gold to them, they were saying never going to get back. Germany is number two. Oh, Germany would have a whole lot more if they didn't send none of it to the U.S. See, all of the German gold is actually held in the U.S. And this is not by choice. I mean, this is by design. This is totally by design. So now, what was being happened? What happened here is that they were saying, could we survive a gold standard? Because with the central bankers of the world who don't want us to go to gold because they don't want us to control assets, because when we control assets, their ass can't control us no more. And if we all we do is have paper, they control us, because they can use that and demonetize debt anytime they want to. See, they can't demonetize the metals because they can do things. This was the biggest thing with them. What they were really saying is that we can have a gold standard because we have Libya and Nigeria. The world's economy needs oil. So if we do this, and then guess what? We bring in the other OPEC nations, and then literally we'll bring Saudi Arabia in, but Saudi Arabia wasn't announced here, because if Saudi Arabia was announced here, you would have had nukes flying. You would have had nukes flying. The only thing that I was disappointed in is that Momar didn't get nuked. It was the flaw that he did. But see, he was a different person. He was a different person. But see, what they were saying here is that, hey, if we put a gold standard, everyone in the world in Africa would start to trade with us. What do you think the U.S. did? Immediately, they started going to these different countries to destabilize this plan. This is why they couldn't get in 40 years, they couldn't get what was in their best interest on the table. Why? Because different countries had been infiltrated by the propaganda and the overall infiltration. They bought out different countries. They ensured them, don't go into this with Libya, don't be a part of the African Union, do not be a part of this, and this is what we'll do for you. You know what some of those countries did? A lot of them did? Said, okay. This is why you had some of the destabilization of this country. You know, they're going to tell you a lot about Muammar Gaddafi, but what they will never tell you is the truth, is where he tried to unify the whole continent as one single continent. Borderless, without passports, so that free trade. Could you imagine the economic power that Africa had? Could you imagine if we stopped looking at ourselves the way that the system has subjugated and has separated and divided us here in this country without borders. What all it is that we could accomplish, what Muammar was doing, Muammar gave the world the overall blueprint to becoming free and independent.
Brother,
why?
Dave, I have
Muammar
a question.
Knew history. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Okay, let me see if I understood you correctly. You were saying that Gaddafi, and that it would be a good thing to not have borders. Is that, am I hearing that correctly?
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Now let me follow that up by saying that, you know, people like Alex Jones and people like that talk about that's the globalist agenda, is a world without borders and things of that nature. So, you know, you heard those same arguments? And so I'm just trying to, you know, I'm confused now. Is borderless good or is it bad? But again, I'm taking it back to the dawn of history where, you know, before these nations were created and these borders put in place.
Mm-hmm. Great question, Scotty. Yeah, no, I got you. See, what it is that I'm going to tell you, when there's a reason why Black Talk Radio Network doesn't have the funding that that individual that you named. See, he gets up there, and what he does is that he is a disinformation agent completely. And this is why, this, if you really listen to this dude, he goes into demonic tyrant and rant, and he really displays who he really is. And so you get on CNN is because CNN invites you.
Right.
They want you to project the image that they want you to be. You ain't been on CNN, Scotty, and you'll never be on Cerebrally Naive Network. And see, this dude does this. What happens is that they give you a part of their agenda because they tell you, this is what they tell you. They'll say, hey, we don't want you to have gold. And then they'll say, you know, we want gold. Or they'll do it from a standpoint so that you will not want to engage in. Let me tell you why borderless countries are so important. Because now when you have borderless countries, now you have people able to talk to each other and to engage in relationships with each other, and they don't carry a flag, and then now they are not open to the subjugation of going to war against somebody because they're from this nation and that nation, and to divide them by language. Divide them by common interests. When you have borderless countries, it's just like a child or someone being able to produce at their highest level. Now you can trade. You can have, when one part of Africa needs something, it can easily trade with another part of Africa, not because it has to go through the overall governmental war zone, because every border is set up and every border is maintained by a gun. Border integrity is always maintained by a gun, and it's to keep the people in, not to keep other people out. To keep the people in is to keep the divided separatist view on everything. Now, when they talk about the new world order and they want borderless, that's because that's what they're afraid of. That's exactly what they're afraid of. Because if you think about it, when the great creator God Almighty made this planet, you can't see one border on this planet, because it was made for us all to enjoy. Because once you see it from that, well, all the resources is there for your sustainability. There is no water that's polluted. There is no shortage of this or that. There is no overpopulation. Because now you start to be able to traverse the whole planet and to use the resources and to acquire more sustainable living. Now we can move from a class zero society that has to kill and destroy everything to maintain the overall economic paradigm, to where we can now use energy freely.
Brother Dave.
Muammar knew what the overall good of the planet was. You think about what Muammar did. He probably built one of the greatest infrastructural designs the world has ever known, and that's the aquifers that brought water to the desert.
Right, right, right. I have another question.
This brother wanted this whole, this brother wanted that whole continent, and he realized if the continent of Africa has stabilized itself away from governmental rules, the whole world would have to follow, because the world wouldn't be able to produce, because they won't have the assets. And that's what they wanted to do. Look what Muammar did for the people. This is why he was the greatest threat. This is why. So Muammar, in my opinion, wanted to have a borderless Africa. This is why now the AU is starting to come with a passport for the African Union. They want to have so many countries come in and say, hey, we won't have passport. We'll have a passport where we won't have to have visas for our people to trade and to go and come. Now what do you establish? You establish bonds, alliances. This was so important. This brother was dynamic. This was a very dynamic, and this brother was a threat. And let me tell you how you know, because that political figure, that political serial killer got on a plane to go over there to make sure he got killed personally. Because they want to uphold what they already have. Borders and wars. Borders and wars. Taxation, borders and wars. That's what Hillary, we came, we sought, and he died.
You know, Brother Dave, before you wrap up, something you said earlier just reminded me of a video I saw this morning of Putin, who, you know, they are really trying to, you know, hold up as the devil right now so that they can scare people and what have you. But he was talking, he was like part of this panel. And, you know, I had to read what they were saying because they weren't speaking English, but he was saying like that, okay, the other person he was talking to that was on the panel said that the United States really doesn't want to threaten the world or doesn't want to threaten Russia with this missile defense mm-hmm. shield or whatnot, mm-hmm. but said that they're just doing that because they're trying to provide jobs for, you know, the employees of these companies and whatnot. And Putin started basically mocking the man and laughing at him. But he was being nice, but he was being condescending. He was saying, oh, you know, you're such a good diplomat, and you really didn't answer my question. But at the end, you really did. And then he said, well, why is the military-industrial complex, why are they trying to create jobs in that area and not, you know, create jobs in sustainable energy or, you know, any of these other sectors?
Yeah.
That just really, you know, really, when you mention, you know, how this system sustains itself and how it provides. I mean, I even remember H. Rap Brown seeing a video of him say this back in the 60s. And he was like, you know, war is profitable. And that, you know, General Steel that, you know, needs steel for tanks so that, you know, people can make tanks and have jobs. And so, you know, he was just talking about war as a racket, basically.
Yep. And you know what, Scotty, we actually posted that Putin, it says that the United States creates jobs by war, and I know exactly which one you're talking about, and that's exactly what it is. You know, that's what they do, and that's what this overall governance, global governance, is all about. Is that this is how they are all in one big fraternity together, but every once in a while there is someone that comes into position that does something totally different, and they have to get rid of him. And that's what it was with him. So yeah, America relies on wars for jobs is what Putin was saying. And yeah, he was being condescending when he was talking to the U.S. ambassador about that, and he basically just killed him, just totally killed him. In that whole thing. But that's exactly what the U.S. has. And this is the thing. This is what the system always has. Because after the U.S. is like the Roman Empire, gone down. They're going to establish another one. And let me tell you something. I wouldn't be surprised. Don't be surprised, ladies and gentlemen, is after the U.S. is annihilated by war by China and Russia, don't be surprised if China and Russia don't go to war right after that. This is the overall perpetual movement that of keeping this, the destabilization of the government tyranny by force and by fear. And man, they got this thing so played out. But listen, everyone, just want to thank you all for listening today. We'll pick up on the Venezuela, how this all with the overall enslavement feels that they're going to put their citizens, require that their citizens go out into the fields, basically enslaving them by decree of the government, which has already been signed here by executive order. But I'm going to tell you, they can tell you that you're going to do something, but the only way it gets done is if you choose to obey. No one can control your free will. It's never goodbye, everyone. It's only I'll see you later. Much love, much respect. We'll talk soon. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. Peace, peace. We'll talk to you soon.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.